Early in his second term, President Donald Trump has focused on deporting immigrants without legal status. As JPR's Jane Vaughn reports, that stoked fear among some residents who are afraid to go about their daily lives.
Local immigration advocacy groups report that some people are staying home from work or school because they're scared to be detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known as ICE. Kathy Kazee is a program coordinator with UNITE, an immigrant rights group in the Rogue Valley. She says so far, ICE arrests seem to have mostly targeted people who have prior deportation orders or felony charges.
They're the ones who are they're going after right now. I think we've had like maybe eight or 10 here in the Valley. So not a huge number either. But I mean, there's just so much uncertainty and we never know like from one day, even from one hour to the next, what this administration is going to come up with.
She says UNITE has been doing training so people know their legal rights. They're also working on putting together a rapid response team to document any ICE detentions. Jane Vaughn, JPR News.